from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The whistle's about
the cream rise to the top.
You're listening to the Sleeper King Podcast, hosted by James Coe.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's up? James Coe here with you. You're listening, of course, to the Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. All right, Giants backup running back Tyrone Tracy was back at practice after having a very scary-looking injury where he actually had to be carted off. A lot of beat reporters very surprised to see him back out there running around doing practice things, right? And it's great that he's back because, quite frankly, I am very interested in this random-ass Tyrone Tracy character. He's, again, a backup running back for the Giants right now. Devin Singletary is that guy. And if you guys have followed my work at all, you know I'm a fan of Devin Singletary. I like Devin Singletary. I think he's an underrated running back. I think he's a professional running back. Anything you need to get done, Devin Singletary can do it. Now, that being said, even I would not go so far as to say Devin Singletary is a feature back. It's not like he's an every down, got to get him the rock type of running back. That's why I'm interested in Tyrone Tracy. 5'11", 210 pounds, rookie out of Purdue. He ran a very respectable 4.48 and posted a very impressive 40-inch vertical. This guy's a good athlete, is Tyrone Tracy. Now, if you pop on this guy's tape, rugged runner, man. He does not shy away from contact. He don't care about contact. Very tough to take down. But this is the thing. He's actually a converted wide receiver. He only played one full season as a full-time running back. But when you pop on his running back tape, you would never know that. So I bring this up to say, obviously, he's got receiving chops. And again, pop on the tape. A lot of his highlights are deep downfield shots, wheel routes, or leaking out of the backfield and just running down the seam. There's a lot to really like in regards to Tyrone Tracy, especially from a pass-catching perspective. Let me share one story that I dug up here on Tyrone Tracy. Look, you're talking the Sleeper King here, okay? So obviously, I got to go do some deep dive on some of these deeper sleepers that we didn't know about in the pre-draft process. So I go down this rabbit hole of Tyrone Tracy Wikipedia page, okay? And I do a little research. His senior season of high school, he ran for 1,400 yards and had 1,100 yards receiving. I'm not talking about in his career. I'm talking about his senior season. That is 2,500 yards just rushing and receiving. I didn't get a look at special team yardage because he did some of the special team returns as well. But 2,500 scrimmage yards? What? And dude, he scored 29 touchdowns. 29. Oh my God, this is unreal. I love that. NFL player playing in high school ranks sometimes will put up these crazy-ass numbers, and that's certainly what Tyrone Tracy has done. We know Saquon Barkley is gone. Again, Devin Singletary, I think, is a quality running back, but not an every-down guy. I do think because he's a converted wide receiver, Tyrone Tracy, as a pass catcher, he might be the pass-catching running back. He might be a third-down option. While also mixing in to like let's say like 35% of the running back carries, right? Like if we're in a 65-35 split, I could see that. I could see Tyrone Tracy being the B side of that split right there while also taking home a lot of targets, which is great. When we're talking about PPR sleepers, guys, this is what you need. You need to find a guy who has some standalone value, right? As a pass catcher, I think Tyrone Tracy can be that guy. But he also has a path to huge playing time. If Devin Singletary is to miss any time, what would happen? Well, we know what would happen. Tyrone Tracy would happen. Devin Singletary, it's not as if he's old. He's 27 years old, so clearly in the prime of his career. But it is a fragile, very fragile position that we are talking about in regards to the running back position. So, again, a pass-catching specialist with a path to huge playing time. That is why I want Tyrone Tracy. By the way, he's going mad late. I'm talking mad late, right? I have him ranked so much higher than ESPN and Yahoo, but that's just because I'm a psychopath about sleepers. But again, when we're talking about high side projections, if everything goes right, he gets a ton of playing time, maybe he ends up in a 50-50 split. I don't know. Maybe Devin Singletary gets hurt, or I don't know. But we're talking about a high side projection, 35 receptions, 1,100 scrimmage yards, and 6.61 touchdowns. Again, if you want to see my high side projections in addition to my low side projections and my medium projections, go to the website, sleeperkingfootball.com. But yeah, man, I'm excited about Tyrone Tracy. I'm really hoping that injury scare was just that, a scare, and nothing more. So we shall see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.